Hey everyone, my name is Jared Golub, and welcome to episode 6 of the Washington Bullpen. Up first, we're going to talk about the over 100 cases of a polio-like disease that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are tackling right now. Then we're going to touch on the New York Times report released on Jared Kushner's federal income taxes. And to round the episode off, I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on President Trump. That's going to touch on everything from his clash with Senator Warren this week to his threat to cut off aid to the Honduran government. So stay tuned for that at the end of the episode. Up first, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are facing over 100 cases of what is called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. And according to the CDC, what this does is it affects a person's nervous system, specifically the spinal cord, and causes weakness in one or more limbs. It can also, in certain cases, cause paralysis. And the reason this is in the news right now is because this disease, AFM, looks alarmingly like polio. So when the first cases were confirmed, they were still figuring out what it was. And as of recording, there are 62 confirmed cases and as many as 127 total. So far, the victims of this outspread of AFM have been mostly children. The average age of all the victims is 4 years old. However, officials at the CDC have said not to worry yet. At a press briefing on Wednesday, the chief of the CDC's new media branch, Kathy Harbin, said that the number of cases reported in this time period in 2018 is similar to what was reported in the fall of 2014 and 2016. So according to those officials, everything is within the regular range so far. Next up in this week's news, the New York Times released a report based on confidential financial documents that says that Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and one of his chief advisors, allegedly paid little to no federal income tax between 2009 and 2016. According to the Times, this is a result of something called depreciation that assumes buildings lose value each year, and it allows these investors to deduct a portion of the building costs from their taxable income because the value of that building would have allegedly decreased. However, with developers like Kushner and like his father-in-law Trump, buildings actually tend to gain value because of what they do with the property. And this means that even though their properties are gaining value, they can report depreciation and write it off as a tax break. The catch to this is that technically it is legal. According to Kushner's attorney, he has paid all taxes due under the law during that time. What depreciation does, though, is it allows you to lower your amount of taxable income. It's also important to note that this report from the Times comes just 2 weeks after another report that they released, an investigation into President Trump's own tax schemes, which allegedly earned him roughly $415 million in the 1990s. And speaking of President Trump, we couldn't finish this episode without talking about what he's been up to this week. The president clashed pretty publicly in the news with both Stormy Daniels and Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat from Massachusetts. On the Daniels front, a federal judge dismissed the defamation lawsuit that she filed against him and also ordered her to pay for all of Trump's legal fees. So that's where that stands right now. Do not expect this to be over. We could still see it go back to court at some point in time. With Elizabeth Warren, it's no secret that the president has pretty continuously mocked her, this time calling her Pocahontas. And apparently this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Warren participated in a DNA test that showed that she was a percentage Native American. However, this sparked a lot of controversy. You know, her intent with this was to kind of shut Trump up, push back against him, something that she's been criticized a little bit about from the Democratic Party. However, it sort of backfired on her, sparking controversy. In a statement from a Cherokee Nation spokesperson, they said that current DNA tests don't actually distinguish between North and South American ancestry, so they're saying that this DNA test doesn't even mean anything. President Trump also this week threatened to cut off aid to both the Honduran and Guatemalan governments if they didn't stop a caravan of what is now almost 4,000 migrants from coming to America. These people are fleeing from Honduras and Guatemala to escape the violence, poverty, and corruption that plague their countries. However, cutting off aid to these countries would just make more people want to migrate out. So Trump's plan there doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense. It is believed now that half the caravan is splitting off and heading towards the Mexico-Guatemala border instead, where the Mexican government has stationed 500 additional police, according to NBC. The administration has said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to go to Mexico on Friday to meet with their government and discuss plans to stop the caravan. And that about wraps it up for episode 6 of the Washington Bullpen. Please come back and join us next week for episode 7. As usual, our music is brought to you by Brenna Carroll. I'm Jared Golub. Thanks for listening.